This message is brought to you by DoNotAge.org, the longevity research organisation that's on a mission to extend health span for as many people as possible via products that actually work. Start your journey today at DoNotAge.org and use code LLAMA for a 10% discount. That's LLAMA.
We need to change the conversation in America to get people more involved in, you know, sustaining their own vitality before they get sick. And that's what Bulletproof Labs is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Live Long and Master Aging podcast. We call it LLAMA for short. I'm Peter Bowes. This is where we explore the science and stories behind human longevity. Now, in recent years, the word bulletproof has become synonymous with biohacking. Some people call it do-it-yourself biology, inquisitive minds unshackled by some of the constraints of conventional ways of thinking or conventional ways of research. Whatever your definition, it is a burgeoning area. And today I've come to Bulletproof Labs in Santa Monica to meet Martin Tobias. Martin is an investor, indeed a serial entrepreneur, and a former tech executive from Seattle. He now runs the show here at this quite extraordinary place, something of a biohacker's paradise. Bulletproof Labs describes itself as the world's first human upgrade center for the mind and body. Proprietary protocols, try saying that fast, utilize the latest science-backed technologies, they say, in physiology and neurobiology to deliver superior, qualifiable recovery and performance results in less time. Cryotherapy, light therapy, atmospheric cell training, adaptive resistance technology in the form of something called the cheat machine. It's all here. Martin, welcome to the Live Long and Master Aging podcast.
Peter, thank you for having me.
We've got a lot to explain here. The world's first human upgrade center for mind and body. What do you mean by that?
Well, we sometimes call it that. We sometimes call it a biohacking facility. Dave has been playing around with these kind of longevity tools and these kind of hacks to get more done in less time for physical health, mental health, cellular health for a long time at
this
his
is
house.
Dave Asprey.
Dave Asprey, yeah.
Who's the man behind all of this?
The man behind all, the man behind the curtain. And he's been playing around with these. And basically what happened is, so many people had come to his house and heard about these leading edge things that he was doing that they asked, how can we get access to that, to those? And Bulletproof Labs is our first attempt to try to bring some of these leading edge technologies to the masses. These things have been available to the 1%, to the Navy SEALs, to pro athletes for quite some time to get an edge in their lives. And we're trying to now bring that to anyone who can walk in and try it.
And how did you get into this? Serial entrepreneur is the way you've described yourself.
Yes.
So how did you come to this?
It was a poker game. As many things in life start as a poker game.
Did you win or lose?
I won. So, I was retired. I sold my last software company about 4 years ago, and I was basically just hanging out in Seattle and riding my bike and hanging out with my kids and having a good time. And one of the things I decided to do is I said, I think I should start meditating again and learning some things. So I started meditating again, with a teacher, and I started to use some apps. And as I started meditating again, I thought to myself, there's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a technology way to meditate, because people have been meditating for a long time, but it takes a long freaking time to get the benefits of meditation, to get good at it. It takes hours a day. I mean, has somebody invented some technology to make meditation better? And the day I had that thought, I downloaded Dave's podcast and was listening to it, the Bulletproof Radio podcast, and he was talking about this program called 40 Years of Zen, which has this audacious goal of trying to reprogram the mind using neural feedback in a week to give you the benefits of 40 years of meditating in a cave, but do it in a week. And using technology. And I'm like, that's what I need, is a technology way to get 40 years of meditation in a week. So let me see how do I do that. So I call them up and I'm like, I want to go to 40 years of Zen. They go, great, it's $15,000 for a week. And I'm like, that's kind of a lot. And I hear this on a Wednesday. And I go to play my normal poker game on Thursday with my CEOs that I play in Seattle. And guess how much money I won at the poker game on Thursday?
Tell me.
$15,000. Exactly. So the universe told me about this technology one day, and the next day it delivered me the exact amount of money that I needed to access this technology. It's funny how the universe does that sometimes. And so then I call up 40 Years of Zen the next day. I schedule it, and I go 3 weeks later. And Dave Asprey happened to be there, and I met him. And then he started telling me about all these other things you can do in addition to the technology-assisted meditation. And I invested in the parent company of Bulletproof, became a friend of Dave's, and started to do some of these longevity and more vitality things that he had at his house. And I was going to buy all this technology for my house because I have a big house in Seattle. But when I told Dave that that's what I wanted to do, he said, you know, you and I can do that, but we're really not helping anybody by having this at our house. So, you know, I have the vision that I'd like to get this in a retail environment where anyone can come in and try these, get access to these technologies. Would you like to help me do that? And I said yes, and that's how I came down here to California to open the first Bulletproof Labs.
And have you always been interested in your own longevity?
No.
Has it always preyed on your mind?
No, I've not. When I was younger, I didn't think I'd make it this long. But frankly, I'm 54 now, and I started getting interested in this when I was about 52. It seems like when you're after you turn 50, you start to think about this kind of thing. And, because I think you start to feel a lot of the, I've always been a fit guy. I did the Ironman. I ride my bike a lot. I'm above average height, weight, proportion, stuff like that. But, you start to feel the strains of all of that working out and injuries and this and that. But yet you still want to have the vitality that you had when you were younger, and you have a little bit more money. So you look for ways that you can maintain the vitality, trade a little bit of money for vitality. And I wouldn't say I'm a, longevity guy. I'm not trying to live. Dave says he's going to live to be 180. I don't have a goal like that, but I do have young children, and I just want to be able to play with them and be present and conscious for them as vital as I can for as long as I can.
So we are at Bulletproof Labs. Before we talk about the philosophy and some of the science and perhaps some of the ethics as well, let's have a walk around. Let's see what you've got here.
Okay.
Martin, when you walk in here, this is futuristic, to say the least, and quite bewildering. You have pieces of equipment around here that look like something from a spaceship.
Totally. Yeah, my 2-year-old daughter loves this one over here, and she calls it the spaceship because it is an atmospheric cell trainer, and we put her in it and tell her she's going to go to Mars. It's a lot of fun.
Well, let's just walk over to it. Atmospheric
okay.
cell trainer.
Yes.
Explain that to me.
So this one is a thing called a cellular atmospheric cell trainer. And what it is, it's a pressurized device. And there's a lot of research behind the value of going through rapid pressure changes. And this device, it's a cockpit. And when it closes down on you, it increases the pressure in there. And it'll change the pressure from sea level up to the top of Mount Himalaya, 22,000 feet, but very rapidly. So it simulates being in like an airplane and going like straight up and straight down. The pressure changes. And what that rapid cyclical pressure changes programming can do is to really increase lymphatic drainage. And in studies, it's been shown to release more free-flowing stem cells from your adipose tissues into your blood. And it also is exercising your cells and your muscles on an interior basis. The NFL just bought two of these because it has been proven to help with traumatic brain injury, because it's creating, the pressure changes are exercising and increasing lymphatic drainage in your brain, where it's really hard to get any other kind of exercise in your brain and increasing the, flow in there.
So there is solid science behind this.
There is some science behind it. I wouldn't
some science.
There is some science. Most of these, many of our devices are FDA, may be FDA cleared for one thing, but we're using them for more things. And they're not FDA approved for curing any particular disease. This one does not have an FDA clearance. It does have clinical science, and it has four or five University studies on the efficacy of it. This one is not FDA cleared for any particular disease.
You're not promising that?
We're not promising. We don't make any medical claims here at Bulletproof Labs. We have some technologies. We quote the science that has been done, and we don't take insurance. This is all sort of things that people can do. People can read the science themselves. People can see that people like Dave Asprey and, Tony Robbins and, lots of high-performing sports athletes are using this technology, and they can decide for themselves whether they want to use it. But we don't make any medical claims that we are curing any particular disease.
Let's continue our tour around here.
Sure.
And I see you've got a row of chairs, and these look like the kind of chairs you would see maybe in a hairdresser's that would massage you as you're sitting there having your hair cut.
Yeah.
They're probably not that, though.
They are massage chairs, but what this side is, what we've done is we're kind of an intersection between fitness and healthcare, and this side is our clinic, and we do operate this as a medical facility. So over here is where you can get IVs, and you can get regular Myers cocktail IVs for brain function or cellular function or immune system function, but you can also get NAD IVs, and NAD is one of the new sort of longevity supplements that
we've
a lot of people are talking
about.
Yeah. Well, there are different ways to get it.
IVs are pretty extreme in that space.
Yes. Well, they're much... You get a lot greater dosage of the thing, and it goes straight into your bloodstream as opposed to taking a supplement that has to be metabolized and is a precursor to NAD. Like NR is a precursor supplement that's supposed to make your own body's system create more NAD+, because NAD+ is what your mitochondria needs to create ATP in the Krebs cycle, or NAD is actually a precursor in three different cycles in the body. But anyway...
What kind of people would come here for an IV?
Well, all different kinds of people. The bottom line on IVs for the standard Myers cocktail side of things is that supplements, the B and C vitamins and things like that are much more bioavailable as an IV than if you are taking a multivitamin, because, I think less than 30% of multivitamins get through the gut and into the bloodstream. And when you get your vitamins as an IV, it's like 98% bioavailable. So people who understand that IVs are better than taking supplements will come and do this. We have people that come here every week and just get, IVs for nutritional value. On the NAD side, it's anyone that understands NAD and wants NAD. The fastest way to get the most amount of NAD is an IV. You're going to get a top-up much faster than taking a supplement, because a supplement will take some time to start to get your own body to creating NAD. But this is also the side where we do our testing. So when people come into Bulletproof Labs, we encourage everyone to get a baseline test. So you test their testosterone level, their IGH level, their hsCRP for inflammation. They test your baseline biomarkers. And you test, things like your body mass, weight, and cognitive function, things like that. We have about 12 biomarkers that we want people to test. And then we try to identify, are there any areas that look out of whack or, that you want to improve? And then we send them through different interventions, the cellular device, the electromagnetic field, or these different things we can all explain. And then we test them again, once a month or something, and see are they improving. Even testing things like telomeres, because telomeres is, indicator of cellular age versus physical age.
The length of your telomeres.
The length of your telomeres, yeah. And when we get into it, I can tell you my results. I've had some pretty astounding results for telomere.
All right, interesting. Growth. We'll get to that in a second.
We'll get
to that. Let's just walk around the corner here, because I see probably the most futuristic thing just behind this pane of glass here, behind your reception. It looks like a spinning... Again, it looks like a spinning spaceship, some sort of flying device that we haven't quite got to for the freeways of Los Angeles yet, but it'll probably come one day.
It might come one day. What this is this is what we call our virtual float tank, or I also call it our technology-assisted meditation chamber. It is spinning, and there's a person in there now, And what they're doing, they've got light goggles and sound on, and the speed of the rotation is the same as the Earth's rotation. So you're using three different stimulus to get them into a theta state. So what we're doing is giving someone a cognitive refresh, like a cognitive boost. I mean, when you meditate, I don't know about you, when I meditate normally for half an hour using a mantra or something like that, I might get 3 or 4 minutes of the good restorative meditation. And if I were in a brain scan or a cap, a neurofeedback cap, it would show that for those 3 or 4 minutes, I was in theta as opposed, or maybe alpha.
Can you explain what that means?
And we'll continue this conversation in just a moment.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
There are different frequencies of brain waves, and alpha is is a meditative state. It's between 10 and 14 hertz. It has to do with how fast the brain waves are going. Theta is between 4 and 8 hertz, I think. And theta is that brain state that's just before sleep, like maybe 5 minutes before you go to sleep, that your body's calmed down, your autonomic nervous system is relaxed, and it's just before you go to sleep. So you stop thinking. Normal brain waves when you're having a conversation like this or thinking or working are beta waves, which are quite fast. Maybe, I forget what the exact frequency of beta is. But when you meditate or when you want to reset or have a break from normal beta waves, you've got to get the brain into a slower wave state. And that's what meditation basically does. They now can put meditators in brain scans and figure out the frequency that is optimal, that gives you that restorative that Buddhist monks have been getting into for 4,000 years, but they didn't know exactly the science behind what they were doing. They just knew, right? So what we have here in this virtual flow tank is some technology using motion, light, and sound, which in a half hour session in here, you would get like 25 minutes in theta. So you get a much deeper, more restorative, more productive half hour meditation in a device like this, because you're using technology as opposed to just sitting doing a normal meditation.
So when this person who's spinning around here right now eventually clambers out, what will they look like? What kind of state will they be in?
They will most likely have that far off look in their eyes, like they just saw God. No, literally. Like, we had somebody from the UK come. She came out of this and she started crying, and her producers are like, she's been doing this show for 10 years and I've never seen her cry. Like, she's literally said she had this transcendent experience where she saw God in there.
Crying with happiness.
Yeah, crying with happiness. With happiness, yeah.
Because, not regret for coming here.
No, not at all. Because if you're in that theta state for like 25 minutes, you get an incredibly deep, restorative mental experience where you've unplugged and had this amazingly calming, thing. And then you come out and you're like, wow. You literally come out of it, just blissed out. And you've had a very positive experience. And then you can go back in your day. You've rebooted your brain.
This is a sealed device. It's very concise.
It is.
Is there a claustrophobia issue with some people?
That's been always a concern for us. And you can spin the thing with the device open. And we've had a couple people that have not been able to do it because of claustrophobia. But if they are able to close their eyes and get spinning, like, I am super sensitive to any kind of motion. I can't even really watch that when it's doing, because I get kind of sick.
I noticed you looking your way.
I don't like to watch that. I can't watch my kids on a merry-go-round or anything. I get
sick.
So
you haven't been in here.
But I have been in there, and I do not get sick in that. Once it gets going, because the light and sound and everything gets your brain into such a calm state that it overrides, even the claustrophobia fears. So I have not had a problem, but you just got to get over that first hump.
And if someone is in there and they feel that they can't go on, is there a...
Oh, yeah, there's a button in there. There's a button in there they can push, and then a person stops it, and it stops immediately. I mean, there's nothing in here that you're going to get damaged on. But this one is an example of the training that we do for the brain. Most gyms, they just are training your muscles. Maybe cardio and maybe strength, but we have, you know, cellular exercises like the CVAC. We have nutritional things like the IV. We have brain training like this. So we take a more holistic, more integrated approach to what it means to perform in life, and to have an overall health instead of just the size of your muscles or the number on the scale.
As we continue our tour, I noticed just around the corner some steam belching out of a... Well, that's what it appears like to me, belching out of a door here.
Well, what that is our upgraded cryotherapy room. And so that's cryotherapy. Are you familiar with cryotherapy?
Well, tell me. I mean, the image is death for me.
Death. Well, that's true. Well, actually, that's what your body thinks. And if you think about it, to make any kind of improvement in life, you have to give the body a signal to make it grow. Like when you lift weights, you don't grow muscles when you're lifting weights. When you're lifting weights, you're actually tearing your muscle fibers, stressing your muscles. And then in the recovery phase, when your muscles are rebuilding, that's when you're building muscles. But you have to give the body a signal to build new muscles, which is the, you know, strength picking things up. So what cryotherapy does is a signal to your immune system to ramp up your immune system. So cryotherapy, we use nitrogen, and you go in there and you are in negative 240 degrees for 3 minutes. And what that does is you go in there and it's so freaking cold that your body, your autonomic nervous system thinks you're going to die and go into hypothermia. So it actually turns off and all the blood goes back to your heart. But you're not in there long enough to actually damage any of the skin or anything. So when you come out after 3 minutes and you're warm again, then your body's like, oh my God, I didn't die. Turns the immune system back on into overdrive and goes around and fixes all of the stuff that it thought were damaged because you almost died. So you've given the body the signal that you're going to die and to go into overdrive, but you actually didn't harm the body.
So at an extreme level, is this what some people achieve, as I say, at a lesser level with cold baths?
Yes. That's a similar thing. What you're trying to do is shock the body into responding, having a hormone response to do something beneficial that you want to do.
And I think any athlete that's tried them, any long-distance runner, triathlete, I've tried them myself, you really feel the impact, and you can feel it immediately.
You can, absolutely. Now, the difference between cryotherapy, we call it upgraded because you're going into negative 240 degrees, you're giving the body a really extreme shock to get a much higher, more productive response than a cold bath. A cold bath is going to be like 40 degrees or something like that. And the other issue with a cold bath is it works a little differently. You know, the Wim Hof stuff like that. The cold bath, what you're doing in a cold bath is that you're actually increasing circulation. You're not giving it's not cold enough where the body turns off the immune system and then reboots it like a control alt delete. What happens is you sit in that cold bath and because it's cold all over your body, you get increased blood flow out to the extremities, so you're getting more oxygen and blood flow to the muscles and then all the way out to the edge of the skin because your body's trying to warm up the extremities. And you're in there for 10 or 15 minutes, and you're in there for long enough that your body's expending a ton of energy. That's the other reason it's good for caloric consumption, is because your body expends a lot of energy to keep you warm. It expends an enormous amount of energy to warm you up in that cold bath.
And afterwards, you sleep really well.
But it is as opposed to rebooting your immune system, it is really increasing circulation to the extremities, which is giving you the benefit in a cold bath. Cryotherapy is like another sort of higher level version of that, and it also is shorter amount of time. So here at Bulletproof Labs, our whole mission is to give you the minimum viable signal to get you the maximum return that you want. So rather than having cold baths where you sit in for 20 or 30 minutes, we have a 3-minute cryotherapy which gives you a similar response in a shorter amount of time. So that's like all of our things. Like this machine here is, we call it a cheat machine. It's a computer-controlled weight training. And in normal weight training, you know, if you're picking up a 100-pound barbell or something like that, you know, you pick it up, it's 100 pounds. You put it down, it's actually less than 100 pounds because of gravity. And you're actually much stronger on the negative. If I handed you 500 pounds, you could probably put it down, but you couldn't pick it up because your muscles are much stronger on the negative. So what this machine does, when you're doing a curl against this machine, you're curling against a computer. And the computer figures out how strong you are based on your resistance in using a force sensor and creates the maximum amount of resistance to create the maximum amount of muscle fibers on the positive and on the negative. So it's actually creating three times the resistance on the negative side of the muscle thing. So you can do literally five reps on this machine and you're done.
How practical is it to use this machine? Do you have to do it as if you were going to the gym and you would go every other day?
No, this machine is so intense you can only do it once a week.
Ah, okay.
But what it does is it replaces three or four times a week of regular weight training with once a week on this training. So
hence the name, the cheat machine.
The cheat machine, because it literally, we've proven through studies, it will build as much muscle in one 12-minute a week session here than four, you know, hour-long regular weight training sessions. I mean, because in fact you're using technology instead of, I mean, most gyms are using some iteration of what we've used for thousands of years, which is picking up rocks and running. You know, rocks and running. This is using technology, a computer, to optimize the resistance in the maximum amount possible. Every person that stands on this machine gets a different workout because the computer figures out how strong they are and gives them the absolute optimal resistance for them that day. So you're going to have a different workout than the 80-year-old woman who stands on the machine next to you because you're using technology. Hey, whoa, there's an idea. Let's use technology to maximize productivity of our workout instead of just, you know, lifting rocks faster or in a different pattern or whatever, right? This is another one of my favorite machines over here. We call it the cold hit. And what it is a stationary sort of elliptical bicycle machine. You're sitting on a cold seat. You've got cold compression on your arms and legs. And what it's doing, and you're doing it barefoot, so you're standing on copper plates. And what that's doing is keeping your body cool as you do the workout so you don't expend that energy to warm your body. And it's compressing the lactic acid in your legs and your arms so that basically in 20 minutes, your body thinks you did a 3-hour workout because you're concentrating the lactic acid using the cold and the compression to the level of that you would get by running a marathon. But you don't actually do any of the musculoskeletal damage, but your pituitary gland and your hormone system responds as if you had done a 3-hour workout, but you did it in 20 minutes.
So you're, in a sense, you're tricking the body.
You're totally tricking the body, but you're tricking the body using its own natural response. I mean, everybody knows exercise is great for you. The problem is, do you have time to run a 3-hour marathon? Is your body, especially as you get older, able to handle the musculoskeletal damage that it takes to run a marathon every day? Most of them are not, and this machine gives you the hormonal benefits of that exercise without this damage or the time, which is sort of the nirvana, right?
The nirvana. Is it that for you?
It is. You know, if you want to get a little more into my personal story, let me tell you some of the data that I've gotten from these different machines. So that cold hit machine that gives you the hormonal response of a 3-hour workout in 20 minutes, when I first saw that machine and talked to the inventor, it sounded like fantasy. He said in 2 weeks, you could double your testosterone naturally, restart your pituitary gland and get your testosterone levels up again. And as you probably know, testosterone is one of those things that peaks in your sort of late 20s and goes down 2% a year for the rest of your life as a man. And I said, you know, that sounds amazing. And the only current medical solution to low testosterone or even improving, you know, your testosterone from an average level is the injections. And what the injections do is actually reduce your body's ability to produce more testosterone because your pituitary gland stops producing it. And it's a great business model for the pharmaceutical companies because you have an addict for the rest of your life. But I didn't want that. I wanted higher testosterone, but I didn't want to be an addict. So when I heard about that claim, I'm like, that sounds like bullshit. I don't believe that. I'm going to try it. So I went and got my testosterone tested. When I started, it was 468, which was above average for a guy my age at 53. I did the workout 20 minutes a day, three times a week for 2 weeks. So a total of 2 hours of working out, my testosterone went up to 1098.
Which is at absolute upper levels, certainly for someone of your age, it's way above.
Way above. So the point of for me, of a lot of these interventions and a lot of these things is rather than accepting, you know, being average in these biomarkers for your age, wouldn't you rather have biomarkers that are optimized to someone who's, say, 30 years old? I would love to have the testosterone level of a 30-year-old when I'm 54, and I do. And I got there using these machines that give you the benefits of exercise without having to do all of the work. So that's one machine, the cold hit machine, you know, increased my testosterone 150% in 2 weeks. There's another machine that we used called the Breathe Easy, which is a easy water generator. Do you know what easy water
is? No, tell me.
So easy water is something that your mitochondria produce that is a particularly electrically charged particle of water that is used in the detox process to reduce oxidative stress. It attaches to free radicals and helps it's part of the lymph system that helps detoxify the body. And your mitochondria spend roughly 20 or 30% of their energy creating easy water for the detoxification process. And this device, it's made in Seattle, it's FDA approved for reducing oxidative stress on your cells. But one of the side effects of it is that what you do is you just sit there for 20 minutes and you breathe this, you put a cannula on and you breathe in this water. And it doesn't smell like anything or whatever. But you're flooding your system with easy water. And so what that does is two things. It increases detoxification speed, but it also conserves that mitochondrial energy that would have been used to create the easy water because you're flooding your system with it. So what that side effect of that is that you have additional aerobic capacity. And when I first heard about that, I'm like, I bet I could ride my bike faster. I bet I could surf longer. I bet I could be more fit by using this machine. And they're like, well, you should try that out. So I ride my bike a lot and I do a Strava bike ride in Seattle. There's this 1.5 mile long hill climb that I've done 100 times. So I knew my long-term average speed on that. I knew what gear I went up it. So I did that on a Saturday. I breathed this water 20 minutes a day for 3 days over the week. I did it the next Saturday. I rode up that hill 26% faster. Same constant heart rate. So I got 26% additional aerobic capacity sitting on my butt in a chair for an hour.
What does your doctor say about all of this?
Well, my doctor is my former doctor, primary care guy, is a pretty traditional guy. And he says you shouldn't do things like increase your testosterone because he wants everybody to be in the population average. He's like, we haven't ever, you know, done studies on what happens if someone your age increases their testosterone naturally and has that at a longer. There could be some side effects. There might be some carcinogens or whatever.
Which presumably should be a cause for concern that we don't know the potential long-term effects.
We don't know the potential long-term effects, but we know for sure the exact result of not doing anything, which is degeneration and death. So for me, you know, I've decided to try some of these things, but all of them, my approach to this, I'm not really primarily focused on longevity, but I'm primarily trying to get my biomarkers back sort of and optimized around 30, 35 years old and try to keep them at that age for as long as possible. In my mind, what that should do is keep me at a lower risk than average for all of the degenerative things that happen with aging. Now, I could still get hit by a truck, I could still get cancer or whatever, but I don't see any potential side effects because I'm not using any, you know, crazy drugs either. I think it's much worse to do things like testosterone injections, IGH injections, some of the longevity things. Even some people think Botox is a longevity thing, but you're injecting toxins, but, you know, it's freezing your face. I mean, the kind of things I'm doing, and Dave Asprey's and my approach to this is, rather than using all these exogenous, you know, things to sort of mask over the aging process, let's try to restart or support the underlying functions of the body and optimize them at a, you know, younger age, and sort of prevent the decay of those things. So increasing detoxification, then, because, you know, oxidative stress, that's one of the precursors of a lot of things like cancer and stuff. Like, you know, just as you age and your cells divide, you know, if you leave some extra waste, a little extra 1% every year around in your body, it's the buildup of those toxins over time that makes you, you know, susceptible to disease and this and that. And so increasing detoxification and reducing oxidative stress should, you know, free up a lot of mitochondrial capacity and prevent a lot of potential diseases. Now, of course, there's not been any studies because nobody's ever done this at scale, but it makes complete logical sense. If what, you know, causes later stage mortality or, you know, risk, you know, increasing risk is things like buildup of toxins, increasing inflammation, and, you know, shortening of telomeres and lower testosterone, stuff like that, why don't you keep those things up? So let me talk about the third biomarker that's significantly changed for me coming here to Bulletproof Labs, and that's telomeres. I thought all of these things that we're doing, you know, should help regrow telomeres. And they know, you know, two things for sure about telomeres. Shorter, the shorter your telomeres are, the less resilient your cells are, more susceptible you are to disease over time. So if you have relatively short telomeres to your age, you are in a higher risk category for every all-cause mortality. Now, very few people, no one at scale has ever regrown their telomeres. So we don't know if regrowing them is going to make you less, you know, susceptible to disease over time. But they know that short telomeres are bad. So I'm like, let me try to regrow my telomeres. I started testing my telomeres 8 months ago before I started here. I was 53 at the time. My telomeres said I was 56. So I was had burned it, maybe a little tough.
Just slightly older than average.
Slightly older than average. So I burned it a little hard there. But in a combination of all the things I've done here at Bulletproof Labs, I tested my telomeres a month and a half ago, and it says I'm 37. So I have gotten 19 years younger on my telomere measurements in 8 months.
And what is it that you've done that you think has had the most impact? Or is it a combination?
I think it's all the combination of things. It's a little hard when you're doing things like Dave Asprey and I do, which is many different things, to identify exactly the one thing. And I know everybody wants to know, what's the silver bullet?
Yeah. That's always a challenge, isn't it? I've tried different things, and I really try to be disciplined and at least only try one thing at a time, because you can't really analyze results from a merging of things that could be actually competing against each other.
That's true. And so it is not clear to me what has done that. But, you know, I've done some of the things that you've talked about, like the fasting. I've changed the diet a little bit. I've done more of this exercise, which has increased my hormone level. I've reduced toxicity, you know, by reducing oxidative stress. I've done a lot of reduction of inflammation work. My hsCRP went down 99%. By doing additional, so I have a lot less inflammation. And, you know, does less inflammation, less toxicity, you know, greater hormone levels lead to telomere regrowth? I don't know. But the bottom line is my telomeres have regrown, which means that my cells should be more resilient, should have the resiliency of a 37-year-old rather than a 54-year-old. And that can't be a bad thing. The one downside they say about all of these things in regenerative medicine is if you have any, you know, cancer cells in your body and you're making them younger too, that is not good. But, you know, I don't have cancer now, and, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
You are, everyone here, you're clearly thinking out of, to use the phrase, the scientific box.
Yes.
But what level of scientific involvement from qualified, experienced researchers do you have involved in what you're doing? And also, what is the relationship with the customer in terms, I mean, you say some of the equipment isn't FDA approved and some is.
Yes.
So there's clearly an element of risk.
There is an element of risk. Again, you know, we don't make any health claims here at Bulletproof Labs. We say we have this equipment. This equipment has been shown to do this. It's been FDA approved or not for this, but there are side effects. For example, the Breathe EZ device is FDA approved to reduce oxidative stress. A side effect of reducing oxidative stress for me was increased aerobic capacity and more muscle strength. And we tell people that that happened to us, and we show them the data, which is clinical data. Now, the FDA won't say this device is approved to make you ride faster on your bike because there hasn't been enough study. But we just share with people, the members share their own stories here. So many of the devices that we have are FDA cleared or approved for one thing, but they have multiple benefits. And the reality is they just haven't gotten around to getting all of the, you know, work done on that. I don't believe, but all of the things that we're doing also are in that exercise, you know, supporting the natural functions of the body thing, as opposed to, you know, things like Botox or, you know, crazy cancer treatments or whatever. So I think there, in my summary, is there's very low potential side effects because none of these are FDA, you know, disapproved. But it's in the category of wellness. And the super interesting thing, I think, is that, you know, healthcare system has not delivered, you know, health. And most of the things that make people healthier are on the wellness side, on the exercise, diet, fasting side, which is not traditional healthcare. It's not things the FDA cares about. The FDA cares about curing disease after you're sick. They don't care about preventing disease. They don't have any hand at all in preventing anything. And that's on you. And I actually, Dave and I believe that, you know, we need to change the conversation in America to get people more involved in, you know, sustaining their own vitality before they get sick. And yeah, that's what Bulletproof Labs is all about, providing people tools, technologies, and a community to come if you want to and participate in this community, which is taking control of their own health.
That's the key. And I think your philosophy and my philosophy to some extent with this podcast is exactly the same. It's sustaining the best, the optimum health you can
for as long as you can.
And how much you put into that and the extremes that you want to go to and the risks that you want to take are clearly up to you.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people, the message is actually simplifying your life can be sometimes the best thing you can do by eating simple whole foods,
sure,
good foods, and exercising quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Will do a tremendous amount for most people. But then there's the hurdle that some people clearly here are leaping over and saying, well, look, this technology exists. Why not try it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's we have some more extreme things, but they're on that same path. Like cryotherapy, you mentioned before, you've taken cold baths and cold showers and things like that. Cold therapy is well known, you know, jumping in the ice to produce a positive immune system response. The question is there technology that creates that response faster and to a greater level? Well, negative 240 degrees nitrogen cryotherapy will do that for you much faster than a 50 degree ice bath will. So it's a similar technology, just, you know, a lower amount of signal to give you the kind of response that you want.
Now, I know you don't call it a gym, but
no,
you could, in a sense, see it as a gym model for the future.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's really the intersection of fitness and healthcare. You know, we don't make health claims, but you will stay healthier in more areas of your life coming here than going to a traditional gym. A traditional gym tracks one biomarker, the weight on the scale, your number. We track 12 or 13 biomarkers, including your hormone level, your hsCRP, which is inflammation, your phase angle, which is your average cell health, and many more things, so that correlate to how well you show up in life. And we're trying to educate people that that's really what they should be talking about and thinking about is, you know, their inflammation levels, their cell health levels, their cognitive function levels and things like that. And we can train all of those here, not just your size of your muscle and how you look in the mirror. It's more how you look inside.
What range of people do you have coming here in terms of their ages and demographics?
Right. Well, we have quite a wide range. I would say that we have sort of three categories of people who have come here so far. One is, you know, that professional athlete. We have a lot of WWE wrestlers that come here. We have some people from the Warrior Games coming here. We have a professional skateboarder that came here for injury recovery. We have the center for a very famous NBA football team or NBA basketball team. We have some football players that come here. All that professional athletes, those are people that are either need to recover quickly from an injury and want some new technology to do that, or for them, getting a 1, 2, or 3% improvement is a huge deal. Getting a 26% cardio improvement like I got would be amazing for a professional athlete. So they're willing to come and pay for any percentage increase. So we have a lot of professional athletes that come here. The second category is we have a lot of people who are recovering from some kind of injury. We had and those could be, you know, Hollywood people or just normal people. We had a guy with a concussion come in and had not had good success with any other doctors, and we got some really interesting results for him. We had a guy come in that had both knee surgery and had both his knees done with titanium knees, came in a wheelchair. 3 days later, he's walking without a cane. Getting that kind of recovery has never been possible in a regular physical therapy thing. His doctor even came in here and said, "What are you doing? What technology are you doing?" Because I've never seen somebody recover from surgery that quickly. So we have a whole category of people that are recovering from some kind of injury.
Do you have doctors on the premises or medical professionals?
We do have doctors that work, that run the clinic side of our business, which does the IVs and blood tests. And we have doctors that we refer that do consults for people that want a doctor consult. And the interventions that we do are many times a result of a doctor prescribing them, even though we don't take insurance or anything like that. The third category of people that come in are people that have a lot of chronic diseases, people that have autoimmune disease, people that have Hashimoto's, people that have diseases that are symptomatic over a long period of time, and traditional medicine has not done a very good job at dealing with them. And a lot of them get symptomatic relief. Now, we don't say we will cure Hashimoto's or autoimmune disease, but people who come here feel a lot better and their symptoms go down.
Tell me about your average day. I know it's always a fascination to people in your position, how you're in charge of all of this and trying to help other people. But how do you lead your life?
Well, I lead my life, you know, I'm from Seattle, but I'm living here in Santa Monica, Venice now. And I love the quality of life here. I usually get up early in the morning. On the diet side, I'm on usually the 16-8 fast. So I don't eat after sunset the night before and then wait until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and try to eat all my calories between 1 and 8 in the afternoon and night. But so I'm usually fasting in the morning. I might have a bulletproof coffee, but usually I get up about 5:30. I go surf in Venice for an hour or two before work, then get in here about 8:30.
And just to jump in, for anyone who doesn't know, a bulletproof coffee is...
Bulletproof coffee is coffee with ghee or butter and brain octane, which is a highly refined version of coconut oil. And it has no sugar in it, but what it promotes ketosis. And so it has a lot of good fats in it. It also satiates you, so you're not hungry for 5 or 6 hours. And the way that the caffeine, because they blend it, gets added up with the coconut oil, it basically makes the caffeine more bioavailable for longer, so you don't get a crash. If I drink a regular coffee or a latte, I usually get an insulin spike and then a crash an hour or an hour and a half later. And with bulletproof coffee, you get a much more sustainable release of the caffeine and a more satiated feeling so that you're not hungry. And I love bulletproof coffee. I don't have it every morning, but usually I get up, I surf, I might have a bulletproof coffee. I come to the office, I come to here, and then I do one or two of the technologies. Most days I'll do PEMF, which is pulsed electromagnetic fields, resetting the Schumann resonance in my body, and a cryo or maybe a strength training thing. And then I go on with my day and work with these wonderful people here and our clients. We have one location now here in Santa Monica, but we are building six more locations in LA over the next 2 years. So we have a lot of big, you know, projects in the works to build more of these, because the reason Dave built the first one is to try to build hundreds and bring this technology and this mode of healing and fitness to the masses. It's not just to bring it to the 1%. Frankly, here in Santa Monica, you know, it's still a little bit in the top end of the income range of the people that have access to this. And we would really like to get this to everybody in America.
Martin, this has been a fascinating insight. I can't wait to see what happens next here and elsewhere with this technology. Thank you very much indeed. Just before we go, how can people find out more, get in touch with you, read more about this kind of work that you're doing?
Well, thank you, Peter, and I appreciate the time. They can always find us on the web at www.bulletprooflabs.com. And if you sign up for our newsletter there, you'll find out when we are coming to a city near you.
Bulletprooflabs.com is the address. I'll put those details in the show notes for this episode. You'll find them at llamapodcast.com. That's LLAMApodcast.com. You'll also find us on social media at Llama Podcast. Martin, it's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.
Sweet. Enjoy that. It's good.
FlexBeam is a portable red light therapy device that's now being used by leading athletes, including the Norwegian tennis player Casper Ruud.
Whenever you put the FlexBeam on, you feel it starts to work right away. I need something that can help repair all the fibers that I have broken in the serves.
The infrared light penetrates our skin and makes the muscle tissue recover faster. FlexBeam, I keep it with me all the time.
Recharge Health is offering Llama Podcast listeners an $80 discount on the purchase of a FlexBeam device. Go to the website recharge.health and use the code LLAMA at checkout. That's LLAMA. You'll also find the link in the show notes for this episode.